Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, who is Executive Director with CARE, Corporate America Recovery Effort. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I want to talk to you because just this week, the governor of the state of California has signed a new law, AB 729, which changes this corporate recycling equation. Before we get into this law, a couple of background things. You know, AB 2398 was passed in 2010, and it added a nickel a yard as an assessment. Under this category of legislation would be called EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility. So it added a nickel, but that's gone up to 35 cents a yard. But I think it's important to point out that if you're doing one room of carpet, that's about 20 yards. So that's about a $7 tax on a $500 carpet install. So that's still, it's under 2%. It's not a big deal, but it is, you know, a tax on carpet, which is then supposed to be channeled into what happens to that carpet at the end of its life so that it doesn't end up in the landfill. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's an accurate assessment, Kemp.
So tell us what's different now with AB 729.
Well, Kemp, you know, we kind of feel the legislation was really not necessary given the two previous laws. You mentioned 2398. There was also a bill, AB 1153, that passed last year. I guess the differential assessment portion is what's got everybody's attention. But I want to point out that CARE has an approved plan, which actually has a requirement to conduct a study to determine sort of the feasibility and impacts of differential assessment.
All right, let me just explain what that means, differential assessment. So right now, they're taxing all types of carpet at 35 cents a yard. And so what this law wants to do is to assess that they're saying that, hey, maybe PET costs more to collect and sort because there's less dollars that are made based on the value post-consumer. And so they want to say, hey, look, 60% of the carpet that's sold in California is PET, and it costs more to recycle it. So let's change the tax on that. That's what differential assessment means, right?
Yep, that's a pretty good summary of it, Tim.
Yep.
So my point was that no one went out and talked to the retailers or the largest recyclers for input on this legislation. And in my mind, to come along and mandate a solution to a challenging problem before we have all the facts and implications is kind of foolish manipulation. So, you know, you asked me if I would talk a little bit about the provisions of AB 729, and I wanted to start with differential assessments, which you've just described to folks.
Yeah.
Differential assessments are sort of contrary to the way the market really works. It's necessary to fund materials at a rate that'll move them in the marketplace. And experience has told us that this level of subsidy, you know, at times can be irrational. Case in point is calcium carbonate. Virgin calcium carbonate sells for somewhere between 1 and 2 cents a pound delivered to the factory door. Today, we're paying 17 cents a pound in California to folks to recover and reuse this material.
Yeah.
Now, given the fact that carpet is 30 to 40% by weight calcium carbonate, we do need to find uses for this material to help us increase our recycling yield, but the cost is high.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure we're going to get around that when you're dealing with a virgin material that low in cost. But let's talk about the face fiber, which is at least 50% of the weight of the carpet. It is necessary to provide vigorous incentives to develop products and markets to consume these materials. And once they're established and market supply and demand dynamics gain traction, funds can be adjusted. This is a best management practice. The driver for differential assessments was the claim that there were no outputs for PET. That's an erroneous statement because PET alone made up 60% or more of all the recycled pounds in Q2. And Q2 for us was a record quarter with a recycling rate of 18.4%. And I only see growing strong demand for PET going into 2020. Now, there was another provision in the law to establish a trust fund or escrow account if a plan was revoked or terminated. You know, CARE doesn't have any objection with this. That seems pretty reasonable. It wasn't rational to pass a law just for this particular element, considering that CARE took the position 2 years ago that we supported that particular action. There's a desire in this law to have a contingency plan. CARE was in agreement with that, and it just makes common sense. We didn't require new legislation to make that happen.
But one thing it does do, it provides for an administrative cost. It's kind of funny, you know, people talk about politicians and what they try to do with legislation. They're actually voting themselves in a little cashola here that's going to Cal Recycle to take care of their admin costs, right? And it takes some of the money that you were funneling toward entrepreneurial solutions, and it funds another arm of government. So that's kind of a negative, isn't it?
Well, that's a big point right there. You know, what can I say about this? CARE runs this program, and we handle all the day-to-day elements of program administration, and we do that for about 9% of the total program cost.
Yeah.
Cal Recycle oversees the program right now and has a 5% statutory cap on what they can charge based on the annual revenue that's generated. Well, this new law removes that cap.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, it's clearly legislative overreach. We're very good and very efficient at what we do at CARE, and we do what's required by the law.
Yeah. Well, do you feel like, you know, this 729, this new law, which goes into effect first of the year 2020, do you feel like this kind of sets up a process for taking you out of the game, CARE?
Oh, I clearly think there are forces out there that would like CARE gone right now. I would just say that there are a couple NGOs who are absolutely clueless regarding any fact of carpet recycling, supply chain logistics, marketplace dynamics, technologies employed, and the economics. In my opinion, it's sad to see such misplaced efforts that have caused CARE to have to divert some of our energy on delivering the message. All the rhetoric from them is negative, and they offer no real solutions to the problem.
All right, let's end on a positive note, Bob, because you've got some things going on. I know you can't talk about them yet, but this whole entrepreneurial thing is about to bust wide open. I mean, there's going to be some things that you guys, through your grants, have helped fund that are going to actually open the door for a viable recycling of PET, right?
You are absolutely correct. I have been more excited in the last several months than I've been in the last 18 years about the possibilities here. We have major changes underway in terms of capacity expansion coming online in Q4 and more in 2020. We have two major new outlets for PET, one we're going to announce shortly, and another one involving additional investment that will take place in 2020. I'd say we are moving from a startup industry to, for the first time, a sophisticated, business-driven industry where we have real specifications, real supply chain contracts. And so CARE in the carpet recycling industry is about to grow up, and that makes things very exciting. Folks that know me know that my model for years has been success is perseverance for one more minute. Well, that perseverance is paying off. We're really excited about what the rest of this year brings, setting new records, and what's going to happen in 2020.
Okay, Bob, thanks for telling us what's going on with this new law. It's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, the executive director with CARE, about the new law, AB 729 in California. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.